News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Ian Bailey, who of course died in January 2024, was convicted in absentia in France in 2019 for the murder of Frenchwoman Sophie Toscan-Duplantier near Skull in West Cork. Now, it looks like there may be grounds on which to challenge that conviction. At least that's what Frank Buttermer, Ian Bailey's former solicitor, seems to believe. And Frank Buttermer is with us this morning. Frank, on what grounds do you think it might be possible to challenge the conviction?
On the grounds that information that may have been available to be produced at the criminal trial in France was actually not produced, may have been withheld, possibly consciously and deliberately, although that requires to be established. And if that is the case, then it may give grounds to his sister, being his surviving family member, to make the challenge. This is information which I received recently in communication which I received from Robert Sheehan, who was connected with the Bailey case in Ireland. He was the ranking officer in the DPP's office who made the decision that Mr. Bailey should not be prosecuted here, or at least recommended that to the Irish DPP at the time. He's done an amount of research in relation to this matter, and he has supplied me with information which is to that effect.
And Frankie, given that your client is no longer with us, how come you are continuing to pursue the case?
Well, I won't be pursuing it. What I will be doing is I'll be advising Ian's sister that she has a right to pursue it in France according to the information that I've received. I mean, I've remained connected with the case because people contact me about it from time to time, such as now. As far as the situation in the Republic of Ireland is concerned, Ian was never prosecuted, and rightly so. There was never any sustainable evidence against him. But I suppose because I feel an obligation to his sister, who was deeply affected by Ian's connection with the case, just to pass on to her the information so that she may consider what she might wish to do, and if it's appropriate to make contact on her behalf with my colleague in France who assisted me when we were dealing with extradition matters.
And is there any material or technical gain from having the conviction overturned? As in, is it exclusively that it clears the name or might clear the name of Ian Bailey, or is it that there is a possibility of compensation for a wrongful conviction or anything along those lines?
I doubt it very much. I would say that it's just a personal thing to go before. I suspect it would be more of a personal and family thing, in a sense, to establish that he had been wrongfully convicted, like any family member might like to pursue, and to see where that might lead. Ian didn't participate in the criminal process in France, and rightly so. He was advised against it. The whole thing was a charade in any event. The material which was considered would have been absolutely rejected out of hand in the Irish courts. It never would have been prosecuted here in any event. But I'd say it may be more of a personal thing that she might consider doing rather than anything else.
Now, given the level of alacrity that the French applied in seeking to try Ian Bailey in the first place, do you think there would be much in the way of an appetite for new evidence to be introduced?
No, I don't. And you're quite right about the alacrity issue. I actually sat in on an interview which was conducted in 2009, which is a long time ago, between a number of French detectives who were outrageously facilitated here by the Irish authorities. The interview occurred between those people and a particular witness, let us say, or a person who had some information to contribute, which was entirely helpful, by the way, at the time to Ian Bailey. And as I sat there watching this over one day, it was abundantly clear to me, even back then, that the French authorities had absolutely no interest in an open-minded approach to this inquiry, and that it was a completely closed approach where they were seeking to establish the involvement of Mr. Bailey in the case. So even back then, the exercise was get Ian Bailey.
Frank, thank you very much. Frank Buttermer, their former solicitor for Ian Bailey. If you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. conversation that counts.